We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now is Philly's all-star. We're thrilled to have him on our show. Having an amazing season. Aaron Nola's with us. Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations on the all-star game. That's got to be a thrill, isn't it?
It is. Thank you, guys. Yeah, definitely an honor to be selected.
All right. When you were a kid, was the dream to be a big league player or was the dream to be an all-star?
Oh, a big league player. I never really dreamed to be an all-star. I wanted to make it to the major leagues, and that was a goal. You know, as a kid, we always dream of something like that. And then, you know, I think all that, the all-star stuff, that comes second.
Well, all right, Aaron, you're talking now to thousands and thousands and thousands of people who would had the same dream and never got there. When you walked onto the field at Citizens Bank Park or wherever your first game was as a big leaguer, what is that like? Could you describe that for the people that never actually lived it?
I think he actually has to experience it. I know in the minor league you have people that have been there that kind of tell you, you know, how it is and what to expect, but you don't really know until you actually live it. And I remember my debut, I had nerves, obviously, some butterflies before I started. And, you know, I got on the mound and everything felt big. Big crowd, big stadium, but it felt so new, and I think, you know, that was, you know, a really cool moment. And then I think the more you're out there, the more comfortable you get and the more you can walk things out. And I think that's the cool part about playing baseball or playing any sport. You learn how to adjust to different situations and, like, different crowds.
The thing I've heard about you, Aaron, is that you don't really get nervous now. You don't look nervous, even in tough situations. Have the nerves kind of calmed down since the opener, since the first time you ever played?
I mean, I still get some nerves at the beginning of the games and stuff, but, yeah, I know how to calm them down and stuff like that. I think that's how I've always been. I don't really try to show any emotion.
And you know what? It's interesting to see what's happening, though, because you've kind of hit a crossroad this year, and now are having a year probably even beyond your own expectations, 12-2, amazing earned run average. I'm just curious, what happened this year that took you up a level? Was there something that went on in the maturation process that made you so much more effective this season?
I just really try to focus on repeating my delivery and really taking my throwing sessions seriously and my bullpen sessions seriously, and just trying to command the baseball and focus on one pitch at a time. And I try to get ahead of one pitch. And I mean, you hear it a lot. People say focus, take it one pitch at a time, but it's hard. Sometimes there's games when the games feels fast and you don't really think about taking it one pitch at a time. And then there's games that you're kind of rolling through the game and it feels slower. It's easier to kind of focus and take that one pitch at a time. And I think I've really tried to slow the game down mentally and physically when the game is kind of speeding up on me. So,
yeah, you have a trainer, right, Aaron? And he has also helped you to be more physically ready for the job. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know you had an injury in 16, and maybe that helped you along the way too. Is that true?
I think that's true. Yeah, in 2016, I hurt my elbow, And looking back at it, I wasn't using my lower half well. And, I mean, I put a lot of stress on my arm and end up, you know, kind of hurting my elbow. And luckily, I didn't have that surgery, so I went to rehab. And I started throwing after 8 weeks. You know, I was kind of, like, over-exaggerated using my legs, so I didn't put much stress on my arm. So after doing that for a little while in rehab, it kind of felt, you know, better to do that. And when I went into that off season, I really focused on a lot of legs and core workouts and just trying to get that strong and get more stamina in it. And, you know, over that time, I felt better using my legs, and I learned how to use them more efficiently.
There's a couple of things I'm noticing just watching you from TV, Aaron. One is you're getting more movement on the fastball than you've ever had before. It's tailing away from the lefty better than it ever has. Are you throwing it differently?
No, I don't think. I think it goes back to using my legs.
Really?
I feel like I get a little more jump on my fastball with it. I'm throwing harder like that. And yeah, I'm mixing my four seam and two seam. To where in 2016 I pretty much did two seams.
It's fun to watch. The other thing I'm curious about. You're getting ahead of hitters better than you have in the past. And I'm wondering if that helps you more in the analytics age, Aaron, because so many people are trying to go deep into counts to get your pitch count up. Do you notice people are more disciplined at the plate than even a couple of years ago when you started in?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of hitters have plans when they go up. Some guys, you know, look for pitches. Some guys will look in zones. But I think getting ahead is such a big key. I mean, it makes pitching a lot easier when you go strike one, when you go ball one, ball two, or, you know, when you have an even count or throw another ball, you can hit your counts. I mean, it definitely makes it harder because you gotta make a better pitch. So I think just trying to always be on the attack mode is definitely a big key.
Well, I got to ask you about Louisiana because Rhea just handed me this. This is an amazing high school you were at. You were at the same high school that produced Donnie Jones, Benny Logan, Darius Geis, Warwick Dunn. This is a football high school, isn't it? I guess David DeLucci was the other. Is this a football high school where you're at in Louisiana, Aaron?
Yeah, kind of, but they never won a championship until like 2 years ago.
Really? With all those guys?
Yeah, it's true. And then baseball... the first one was when I was there in 2000, and it was my third year, so 2010, they hadn't won one in like 50-something years in baseball, so
did
that
you,
was the first one.
Did you play any football?
No, I didn't. I played basketball.
Basketball.
Leading up to high school.
Because I'm trying to picture, but when you were playing baseball in college, were you also in the field at all? Were you hitting at all?
No, just pitching.
So this hitting that we saw the other night, Aaron, this was unusual.
Yeah, shoot, I hadn't got a double in 2 years.
Right, but you realize that the biggest hit of this week was Aaron Nola's three-run double. Could you tell us how that happened, Aaron? Describe what was going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to hit the ball hard somewhere. luckily, I mean, it dropped in the corner pretty well. I cleared the bases, but, I mean, he threw me a good fastball and put a pretty good swing on it, I think.
Were you surprised when the ball landed safely and the bases cleared?
Well, right when I hit it, I knew it was more so less than I thought because I've had a lot of balls that I hit like that and they've been foul.
I've always been told that pitchers really enjoy more when they get a big hit than when they get a big strikeout. What's more exciting, that double or striking somebody out with the bases loaded?
Well, a big hit because
wow,
we strike more guys out than we do get hit.
It's really true. I never knew it was true. Well, just one more for you, Aaron, and I know it's not your issue because nobody's trading you right now the way you've played. But the trade deadline's a couple of weeks away. Is it a tough time? Is it an anxious time for people in the clubhouse? What is it like as the trade deadline gets closer?
I can imagine guys that are in the talk of getting traded. I can imagine it's kind of anxious, kind of like a whirlwind sometimes. But honestly, I don't really know. Like, it's pretty good in the clubhouse right now. I mean, I don't really know what the situations are. I haven't really heard anything. But I know our team right now, with all the guys, we're playing pretty good baseball. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. The only thing I'm going to criticize Gabe Kapler about, Aaron, I thought last night there was a couple of spots where they could have pinch hit you. You could have come in there. You know, they didn't score any runs, and I thought maybe there was a spot or two where maybe you could take a swing. You'd be ready. If they ask you to, you would do that, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'd be a little tougher against DeGrom, but.
Aaron. Yeah, DeGrom is pretty good, too. Aaron, thank you so much. We're so happy for you. And everybody next week, please watch Aaron Nolan at the All-Star Game. It's going to be a tremendous thing for all of us here in Philadelphia. Aaron, continued success this year. And thanks so much for doing this today.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Aaron Nolan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.